I'm pregnant with this next take. I want to get off.
Blake Snell. He stinks.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Man, I've only gotten through like 10 NFL teams. Just looking online.
Four.
James Conner, Lamar Jackson, Roquan Smith, Cam Johnston, Joe Burrow, Tyreek Hill, Lucas Patrick, Malik Nabers, even Graham Gano, Chase Young, Mike Evans.
Well, I thought everybody, the exercise was everybody the team that had the most.
Yeah, everybody gets hurt.
Ooh, my voice.
Yeah, no, there are injuries around the NFL. We just don't hear about them in other parts of the country. But everybody's got injury issues.
The 49ers have the most money right now on injured reserve out of any NFL team.
Okay, but does that mean their best players are hurt?
The most money on IR. Which typically means high money players, which typically means the best players.
Typically, you're right. Typically, it does. Typically, it does. But what about reality?
The reality is they have the most money on IR of any NFL team. Yeah.
Okay. And what I would say is they probably have led the league in that category multiple times over the Kyle Shanahan era. Everybody gets hit with injuries. Niners get hit with a few more. But don't think for a second that every other team is healthy. Unless you want to use it as an excuse, which is fine. Just be upfront about it. That's all I ask. Sean in Petaluma. What's up, Sean? How you doing, man? Oh, boy.
Sean.
He's done.
Can't do it.
Yeah, he's done.
Sonny.
Anthony in Brentwood. Hey, Anthony, how you doing, man?
Wow, thank you for coming to somebody with some sense.
There you go.
SFA drummer actually is very correct. Second of all, the other guy with the chef analogy was beautiful because I'll bring you into my home. I am the cook in the house. But because of work and, you know, just being with my wife for the last however many years, it's been forever now, for 11 or so, like, when we first got together, she wasn't really a cook. She can cook for herself a little bit, but I was the guy that can make something out of nothing. Fast forward to here we are now. I am still the whiz in the kitchen, and I can still just whip up anything. She give me some ingredients and just let me go.
Uh-oh.
But with her, she is more so the person that needs to follow the recipe. So as long as she follows the recipe, it's all good. But if you give her five or six ingredients, like on Chopped, she's going to need some assistance, kind of like what that guy was saying. Brock Purdy and other quarterbacks like him clearly can play in the NFL, but it takes a special kind of guy who we consider a Jalen Hurts, maybe somebody like a Jordan Love who still the jury is out. You know, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, where you can give them maybe just one dynamic person and they can really make something out of nothing with lesser guys. Brock isn't that. So when I look at what I'm seeing a quarterback who has lesser talent with the skill position and is now feeling like he has to do more. I don't think they're asking him to do more because that's not the kind of coach Kyle Shanahan is. He wants you to stay within the scheme. But when you take some of the guys from him, whether it's Kittle not being here due to injury or Debo over in Washington, he was the tone setter, and now all you really have is Ricky Pearsall and Jennings. Like, he feels, just like any competitor would feel, like, I got to do more. Now we're seeing some of his warts. I would also like to point out, this is the same thing over again from the last few years. This is the Jimmy G over again, where he showed flashes of brilliance because he's an NFL quarterback. But when the chips fell down, he just couldn't get it done. Brock is like that as well. He can get you almost to the dance, but when you need that extra little something, he won't be able to do it, whether that's somebody that can be elusive like Lamar, whether that's somebody that can push the power like Jalen Hurts, whether that's somebody that can turn into Superman and just go crazy like Josh Allen. Brock isn't that person, and I feel like that's really the issue here is Kyle Shanahan's quarterback philosophy and not wanting to just go get somebody that can kind of do it all. Maybe he's not going to stay draw with the color within the lines, but God darn it, when I need him to be Superman, he can do that. And I feel like that's why a lot of us fans weren't completely sold on Brock. We're still not completely sold on Brock. But at the end of the day, the Niners, the brass, they made their bed. They got to lay in it. But I just hate that we're kind of still having these same conversations. And I also wanted to say, it's week five. It's go time. I don't care what nobody says. It's long only season. 17 weeks in the season.
A long
so,
season.
Like, I agree with
thank you,
you
baby.
I agree with you, Guru. Week five.
It's Anthony and Brentwood.
Hey, we love you, buddy. We just having fun.
Love you,
yeah,
Anthony.
You're on fire.
Appreciate it. Ooh, DeForest Buckner's hurt.
But Stoddy, Evan just
Matumbled you. You know what we should talk about? Let's talk about Davante Adams and Higbee. They're banged up.
Yeah, they're going to play.
Oh.
Probably. I expect them to
you
play.
You think they're 100%? No. Should they play? What if their toe hurts?
They have the most
they
money out. You know what that means. That means the
most
they've
count. They've got their
but
most expensive players are their softest players.
Evan.
Aaron Banks is hurt, former Niner. I'll tell you who hurt.
They got the most money.
Noah Fant being out for the Bengals. It takes away a weapon.
Jaden Daniels didn't play for the Commanders either.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So what was he saying with the cooking?
Hold on.
Yeah. People loving the analogy, Evan, but I get it. Brock had you within minutes of winning a Super Bowl.
Cincinnati has got to play without Burrow and Fant, forget about it. I mean, yeah, it's great they have Chase and Higgins.
Not if you're fantasy
Fant's
player.
Fant is their Kittle. Do we care about that? No, but he is.
Man.
It's just a fact. Nobody cares about Noah Fant.
That's for sure.
All I can do is laugh.
Darren Waller's banged up.
Hey, he's back.
How about Jarvis Brownlee? He's hurt.
Stop. We get the jit. We get it.
Sounds like a butler.
Javon Bullard out. How about this? We got a kicker out, too. Graham Gano.
And you really wrote these names down.
Damn,
that's
right,
why
I did.
Laughing
you know why?
Evan goes,
you know
they
why?
Got the most money.
Because there's 200 guys
over.
In the league hurt right
I
now.
It. But,
all right, let's go.
Yeah,
No, that's it. Just say I understand and we'll move on. Okay, let's go to Joe in San Jose. No, we moved on and I'm right. What's up, Joe? How you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I want to talk about, the 49er injuries and Shanahan's decisions. I think Shanahan has a lot to do with these injuries. Number one, he doesn't use our players well. He used to run Trey Lance up the middle. He got him injured. He uses... Christian McCaffrey about 30 times. He runs him up the middle, gets him injured or banged up. He did the same thing with Debo, abused him, used him as a running back. Mm. So that's one of the issues. The second issue is he rewards players for past performance. He invests a lot in older players. Trent Williams, Christian McCaffrey, even George Kittle. You could question whether other teams would have handed out these contracts. And then the third is I don't understand for the life of me, he doesn't want to invest in the offensive line. And this hurts us in two different ways. First, it exposes the quarterback and running back. It makes us more vulnerable. So these guys absorb a lot more contact than they should have. And second, mm-hmm. When you go up, you could probably not have a good offensive line to win 8 to 10 games. But if you want to go for the Super Bowl against elite teams that have excellent defensive line, offensive line is the only way to neutralize them. Look at Philadelphia. The same Kansas City defense is probably a better defense than what San Francisco faced. Philadelphia offensive line just neutralized them. That defensive line couldn't do much to Jalen Hurts. They were still running their offense like they used to with the normal team. So I'll take your thoughts off the air. Thanks for taking my call.
No, I appreciate it. I mean, there's a lot of theories, Goo.
But I would just tell that caller and tell me I'm living in the past. I heard every word, and I love it. But the bottom line is, what Kyle's doing, if you agree with it or not, the program, it's worked. And they've gotten the 4 NFC championships and 2 Super Bowls and should have won both to me. Okay. But the bottom line is, aren't you really Monday morning quarterback if you're calling now saying, I kind of told you so, but you weren't saying that the day of the Super Bowl, the day of the NFC championship game. And I'll just say this, Donnie, when this show is over, and I've said it coming into this season, and maybe, you know, I didn't know it was going to happen to your second-year receiver who's dealing with something. Everybody's dealing with something. But the bottom line is
everybody.
There's a price to what they've built and almost got, and maybe they're just paying for it right now.
I'm begging you. Believe, just if you start to believe that, then you won't have to ask questions that can't be answered. Just say.
What's that mean?
Just say that that's why they're hurt. They made three Super Bowl runs or two.
But Pearsall wasn't here.
He was. Okay.
You know what I mean? They, he's still, he's affected by whatever's going on.
Yeah, they drafted an Iron Man.
Oh, no.
I mean, for God's sakes, yeah, the first thing that we said about Pearsall after he got drafted
was Edwards.
Thank you. I mean, goodness gracious. Thank you very much, 216. Browns are playing without both their starting tackles. Get over it.
It doesn't make
you
sleep better if you're a Niner fan.
It does.
All you care about is what's happening in your home.
Right. But you know what? Sometimes you got to look outside your home to realize that woe is me isn't the way to go. That the fact of the matter is other teams have injured players too.
And the Niners will show up Thursday
and you know what? Here's the other thing. If you don't like the injuries, then tell John Lynch to build a team with more depth. Dennis in San Francisco. What's going on, Dennis? How you doing, man?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, I wasn't, you know, the way the 49ers offseason went, I was not expecting them to do anything this year. I'm a huge fan. But anyway, you know, but for, you know, if you watch their, a lot of people leave last year and they weren't replacing them with anybody. You know, and they were, we all know that they went heavy on defense in the draft and they needed to, but at the same time, you know, the worst unit on the team right now is the offensive line, you know what I mean? And the worst is right now is Trent Williams, who was our best, right? And, Trent Williams looked like he's been sitting in his recliner all offseason eating cheeseburgers because he sure as hell doesn't look like he's ready to play football. You know, I know he's 37 or going to be 37 or whatever, but there's been a lot of tackles that played into be up to 40 years old, you know. And I just think that Shanahan, for some reason, him and Lynch, who are both smart football guys, they know that you need a good offensive line. You can help control the game. Just look at Philadelphia. Look at Detroit. Great offensive lines, you know, and they're going to be the two toughest teams in the conference. You know, Philly beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl because of their offense and defensive line. That's just a fact. You know, if you watch that game,
yeah.
And you know, look at Joe Burrow. He's hurt all the time. They brought up a stat on TV after Joe Burrow got hurt. He's never played in front of a line that's ranked higher than 27th. So
nice.
The Bengals, their coach or their organization's got the same problem. You know, here you have, I mean, with a quarterback like Burrow, you think that you would pay attention to have a good offensive line. If you're going to pay these quarterbacks money, you got to protect them.
Yeah.
You know, and you need an offensive line. That's just one thing that's glaring right now. I mean, they're not even opening up any holes for the running game. They can't protect the quarterback. You know, I'm not expecting anything from them this year. Hopefully in the off season they can address their offensive line and other areas that they need, but they got a lot of weaknesses right now, and they're showing up.
Yeah,
and a lot of it obviously has to do with injury, you know. But
well, listen, Dennis, and you know what? That's a great point on Burrow. I'm looking at the Bengals right now, and you know, Lucas Patrick, he's on injured reserve. Cordell Volson, injured reserve. I mean, those are your two big guards,
but. I mean, I guess what he was saying is you know never
what? They just plowed.
The Super Bowl one year.
They never invested, and look what's happening, and neither did the Niners.
Hmm.
There's so many comparisons you can make here, and with a little dive, you can realize that what's happening here is actually not that unusual.
Yeah, and I'll steal
from what
from
happens
Dennis,
in other teams.
And you tell me what you think.
You just don't react to it as well.
Of all the units, I am way disappointed in the O-line. You got some guys that have played football, mainly Trent, and he's supposed to be the leader. You look at that defensive line. They didn't have their best game Sunday without Bosa. But, Stoney, they're puppies.
They're babies. They're learning. But this O-line, when somebody comes up with who, where's Hoffa, also find out what happened to the Niners' run game. Because I will say, they're dropping back to pass 40 times. The two, in almost every game, 35 week one in Seattle for Purdy, but the pass so block down is on better than run blocking.
You're down on the offensive line?
Yeah, I am.
Well, that's going to make Brock Purdy less effective in all aspects.
See that? I'm not fighting you on that.
Well, you try. No. I mean, you expect him to take a bunch of backups and go 13-4. You got expectations got to like, and I am serious about this. Like, their wins are not going to look like the Niners in the 80s and 90s.
Baldy said that this morning.
It's got to be gritty.
Baldy said that this morning.
Because they're hurt. So
he said that them days of them blowing people out are over.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is always presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Yeah, Tarvarius on the YouTube chat. Goo, Purdy was overthrowing receivers. You ain't got to tell me. It was horrific. He looked like Garoppolo. I can say that. People acting like I'm in here caping for Brock. I'm not. It was just one.
You're not caping for Brock. You just don't seem to understand that with so many interchangeable parts, it's probably not going to look as smooth as it's looked in the past.
Okay. Oh, that hurts because you. Of course, I know that.
Well, apparently.
No, we got off on an accident that you said he got the bag. I'm paraphrasing, and he got the bag predicated on everything's got to be a good around him for him to pop. I'm like, nah, you are the pop because well, you're going to be here when McCaffrey's gone, when Kittle's gone. You are supposed to be our quarterback
for
the future.
Here's the issue. You clearly, I'm going to be honest with you. You're expecting Purdy to be somebody that I'm not sure he can be. I really don't.
Now, what if we find out that the Niners feel that way? If we get more Sundays like we did last, like that's on the table.
I can't do anything about that. That they made that decision. They made that decision, and he's their quarterback. And I think he's good, but he's not good enough to win you games when you're 60% whole. He's not that good. Rafi in Berkeley, what's going on, Rafi? How you doing, man?
Good. How you guys doing today?
Hey.
Good. You know, I just wanted to kind of chime in on more of a general statement about the Niners, but other teams in general and sports in general. It's like, what are fans' expectations and what do we want? Like, do we actually want to watch a team go 17-0 and just win all the games? I mean, we lost a game, and so we go into crisis mode, but the beauty of sports, especially enjoying them season over season, that there's long arcs and bigger narratives, I think. And I just think it's a little disappointing kind of how reactionary people are to one game or even two games. It's like, what do you want to see happen exactly? I'm not sure. I think it'd be pretty boring for teams I remember that Warriors season, like when they were winning every game, and I watched a lot of that season, but man, it got a little monotonous. Yeah. They basically didn't play basketball for three quarters and then turned it on. So what do we want from sports? You know, I think that's a bigger question. But when I see people react, especially to the Niners, it's like, let's relax and enjoy it. Let's not, I don't know, go into crisis mode, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. You don't work with Goo, though.
Oh, stop.
I'm
the one that's job. Yeah, boy, Jerry. I'm the one that said, and you and I would fall asleep. Can I finish?
Yeah.
I'm watching the KD Warriors because we knew they were going to win. You know what I'm saying? You do whatever you do, they're going to win. I feel he's talking about. It is fun when you don't know where your team's at and the games are coming down to the wire. What I don't like is him telling me, because this is how I took it, to put both my hands over my ears and put a blindfold on and act like I can't do what Evan told you and shut the party down. The Niners have the most bread, money, on not playing. What and if that's a big thing
what
to
if
overcome.
I told you that, what? Here's what I would say to you. Here's why he's right about you.
He didn't say me.
Well, he meant you, though. Okay. Here's why he's right. Because the San Francisco, because you predicted the Niners to win 10 games.
I did.
They won. They're 3-0. They lost. And now you want to redo your win total. Why? It's one loss. They're still ahead of schedule. But because of one loss, now you're like, oh, no, I might want to revise that. I'm not revising mine.
I want to come hug you.
Thank you.
And the reason
exposed,
I want to hug you.
Exposed.
No,
flat out exposed.
You're in the wrong class. And you have no idea of why. What I saw during
I was wrong.
12 quarters of guys dropping like a mass unit, and now it's musical chairs at quarterback. So that's why I'm looking like, oh, boy. Mm. And Steiny. Okay. Just from me listening to the ball dingers of the world,
right.
I did text Lowe.
So
you
the
took
fact
a shot
that you're
him.
Lowering, the fact
no,
that you're lowering
and low,
your
hold on,
win total
and
means,
Low Neal saying
then you're
that
giving
this
an injury excuse.
Turf toe, which I already knew was not a good thing, could linger all year, and this just might be the Niners' reality in regard to hey, is Brock playing or not?
And I also said to you, if Mac Jones
continuity in that,
if Mac Jones starts, you had said, I said, if Mac Jones starts, you wouldn't have changed your win total. Mac Jones may have to start.
Yeah, but then he got hurt. Okay, Mac Jones did, but now it looks like he's all.
He's
going to
start Thursday.
Okay. All right, so we think. I hear you.
It's okay. I got you there. That's fine. It's
yeah. What?
One loss and you're changing your win total. That means that's panic.
You're
that's
in general math panic. Class and I'm in algebra. I'm in calculus. Donnie.
Okay.
I looked at the games and what happened. Hello.
Yeah.
To come to why I'm a little nervous about my 10 wins.
Okay. They're 3-1. They lost one game.
But you're being simple, Simon.
No,
They're 3-1 mathematically.
Right.
Are they hurt?
But this is also
hurt?
Right, but you're.
Are they hurt?
You're.
It's more. Okay.
Right, because you can't process without saying, well, Purdy's going to be hurt all year because we're snake bit. It's like, no.
It's
I'm
a little more than snake bit.
I'm going. Right, and I'm going on what I know right now, and that is Kittle should be back. Okay? I'm going on the fact that Christian McCaffrey looks okay. I'm looking at Brock Purdy and Mac Jones are two competent quarterbacks. I'm not going to change my prediction when they're 3-1 right now.
I bet when we come in Friday, if it gets ugly, and it could.
They're going to lose, I think, Thursday. I'm not changing my prediction because 3-2 is still on pace. Do you see their schedule in the back half of the season?
They got Tampa after the Rams.
It's a freaking joke.
Who are they? Jacksonville just came in here, Blake, to airline you.
Jacksonville's
good.
What
can the Niners say is easy on the schedule? That's stupid.
You
that's stupid. I don't want to hear anybody tell me who they got on the schedule after Jacksonville just came and kicked your ass and punked you in your building.
They have the easiest schedule in the NFL. It's a fact. It's not even debatable.
Did Jacksonville just dispel that?
Right. That's because
you're
not a good team.
Did everybody assume that was a win?
No, I didn't.
No, you're not a healthy team.
Right, but it doesn't take away from the fact that their schedule's a joke. Like, here's the other thing, and
how
I heard
that
him,
work out
and
Sunday?
You know what?
How
I need a minute here. I know we're a little late. No, I'll get on Bonte on the other side. I'll get on Bonte Hill on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
So what?
Fitz. You know what? You know what the question was? I said,
stop!
What do you think is going to happen with Kuminga? And he said, so what?
Oh, man.
Fitzy gets it.
You
size
talk about
matters.
A baby being born, man. that drop does something to me.
By the way, I've come up with something original.
We'll be the judge of that.
I've come up with my Bay Area Mount Writermore. Bay Area Mount Sports Writermore. The five greatest Bay Area writers in my lifetime.
Usually there's four.
Well, you know what? And I get that. But as you know, we're headed toward a fifth head on the Mount Rushmore. And it's coming. And I think you know it's coming. So there will be five right in your face.
There's not a lot of... Have you seen it live? In person?
Have you?
Yeah.
How is it?
There's not a lot of space.
You can put... No, the one's going to go on... The next one's going on top.
Oh, it's going on top.
On top of everybody. Are you ready? No particular order. These are the greatest sports writers in my lifetime in the Bay Area. Tim Kuhn, He's a lock. He's a lock. Unbelievable writer. Used to work for the Chronicle.
Yeah.
Unbelievable takeout writer. Tremendous feature writer. And if the need, if there's a need, he can get into investigative if he needed to.
That's big.
Tim Kuhn. Bruce Jenkins. The venerable Bruce Jenkins. One of the greatest of all time.
I'm a journalist with words.
Number three, Scott Osler.
Scotty!
Made his bones in Los Angeles, but came up to the Bay and established his bona fides up here.
Get back to arguing now.
Yeah. Number four, Ray Ratto. Ray Ratto.
I'm going to text him. He made it.
One of the greatest writers of all time. And actually, you can enjoy reading Ray Ratto. And if you've ever watched him write, that is also very entertaining.
Rats! That is great, man.
You ever see him do that?
Yeah.
Does that with his hands?
We worked with them.
And then fifth, this guy can write. Andy Baggerly. Baggerly of The Athletic. Great writer. Anyway, there they are.
I don't know why when you...
And wait, let me guess, you don't know anything about it, but you're going to disagree.
I grew up in the Bay, so I know all about it. And if I were Evan, I'd clip that and put that out on social. But I got to be honest, Donnie, the way you did the fifth, I thought you were going Marcus Thompson.
I considered Marcus.
I don't know why. Yeah,
I told you.
Oh.
No, I considered Marcus.
No, he's great.
Number six They're is nothing great. To scoff at.
No, I told you Goo would hit you with Marcus.
Oh.
Did you, Evan, this is why we vibe, man. Did you really tell him that?
Yeah, and he scoffed at me.
Well, it's mostly because four of these guys are in a different generation. Marcus is still a young man.
But what about Ira Miller? He was great to me.
I thought Ira Miller was absolutely phenomenal.
Go ahead.
As a reporter. I'm not saying he was not a great writer. He's in the Hall of Fame, for goodness sakes. He's among the best. These guys have just a little bit of flair.
What about our girl, Ann Killian?
She's up there.
All right.
She's up there. I only have room for five.
I got you.
Scott and Hayward.
Osler?
He's on. Osler's on. Hey, Scott. He says, I'm missing somebody. What's up, Scott? How you doing, buddy?
Steiny, love you like the brother I never wanted, but man, you got a glaring omission.
Well,
Hold on.
Just give me hints. Don't tell me. Give me a hint of who I missed. That's all I'm asking.
Oh, here we go.
San Francisco Chronicle.
Okay.
Legendary Bay Area writer.
Glenn Dickey?
No.
Laura Cohn?
The great Art Rosenbaum.
You know what? Okay, Scott, that's fair. That is fair.
Wow, Steiny.
Touch before my time. But
he's also my uncle, so I got to get him.
Family first.
I remember him though from the Sporting Green, right?
Yeah, Sporting Green, absolutely.
All right. No, I appreciate that, Scott. No, the name's very familiar.
And I got another name.
Art Spander's got to probably be on there somewhere too.
What about Grant's dad, Lowell Cohn? Stoddy, he would go there.
Yeah, they're all worthy of honorable mentions.
I
believe.
I got you.
Yeah. And now somebody's saying, Stoddy, what about Slater? Like, Slater's a great writer. He's a reporter. So, like, those guys start a little below. Like, they're a little bit different genre. Yeah.
All right, I hear
you. So I'm not saying he doesn't belong. I'm just saying he was.
Monty Poole? I remember he used to write, Steiny. Well, he still does, but you know, he's doing
it. Monty's terrific, but just because you can write doesn't get you on the list. You got to be able to write well. And I'm not referring to Monty Poole.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, there's not room for everybody. This isn't the Naismith Hall of Fame. We have some standards. We just don't let anybody and everybody in. Yeah, it's a tough list to break into.
Lowell Dickey?
There's nobody by that name.
Glenn Dickey.
Okay. I didn't think he was a great writer, but he was very provocative.
Glenn, man, I remember
his thesis. Afraid to get people mad at him. Let's go to Chris in San Jose. What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey.
So I just wanted to, I don't know, everyone's talking about all the injuries. We're talking about, to me, which is laughable, the quote-unquote quarterback controversy. I want to fast forward a little bit, and I agree with you, Steiny, and you might play devil's advocate here. You know, they are 3-1. You'll always take a win. They could very easily be 0-4 at the same time. And I think that's why a lot of fans are, you know, bringing up the nuances and talking about the offensive line and talking about all these issues, right? But do you realize, including Trey Lance, who played, what, like two regular season games, every single quarterback, every single one under Kyle and John has been seriously injured. Everyone. So I know Trey Lance might have broken his own ankle, whatever, but we're talking about a decade, okay? These guys have been here a full decade. And Dominic Pooney's the best offensive lineman they've drafted. Bosa's the best defensive lineman they've drafted, who fell into their laps at number two. I'm not going to go over all the misses, but we talk about how, you know, all these teams talk about how the game is won and lost in the trenches. Like, it's just so glaringly obvious that's the issue on both sides of the ball. And guess what? It's been the issue, going back to me saying every single quarterback has had a serious injury on this team. It's either the offensive line, the way Kyle's, you know, running these plays and managing the offense, or both. I mean, look at Brock Purdy in his rookie year against Philly. He schemes up a play where he deliberately doesn't block Riddick and just blows up Purdy's elbow. Like, that's on Kyle. That's on the line. So, you know, again, I'm going to keep it short. 9 years. You have to, you know, I read some comments on the YouTube chat or whatever, and, like, you know, I don't have a profile or anything, right, but I read them.
We got
the guy, it's like, you know, 9 years, we're talking about, we need to rebuild. Trent's done. Kittle's old, often injured. Fred Warner's getting older. You know, you got all these draft picks. These kids are not, they're nobody. You know, D Winters hurt yesterday at the end of the game. You know, they went all in drafting a kicker in the third round in Jake Moody. It didn't pan out. He's gone. Like, we're about to enter a rebuild. So you have to wonder, are Kyle and John the guys that you want leading the rebuild, or is it going to have to be like a Philadelphia Eagles back with Andy Reid and McNabb, and he learns lessons elsewhere, and, you know, whatever, he goes to win, and Philadelphia rebuilds, and now they're a contender every year? Like, I'm telling you guys, that's where it's going.
All right.
We're going to enter a full rebuild. Who do you want leading the helm? Have a good day, gentlemen.
Wow. Appreciate it. I mean, I don't disagree with you. That word's going to be interesting as long as Purdy's the quarterback, because if a rebuild comes in, you know, a year or two, I mean, now you're talking about a rebuild with a quarterback that's been around for 6 years. Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, we're going to say, well, geez, they still have Purdy. Bosa will probably still be on the roster. I don't know. I mean, I hear you on that one in terms of what are they going to do in a couple years.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Purdy will be their quarterback, though.
They're well, right now on paper, you're right. But, you know, how well will he be playing? That was a lot right there.
No, it is a lot. The offensive line – a lot of people don't think that they
youngsters on defense
have a priority with it, and that's a problem.
Yeah. And go ahead.
Sean in Petaluma. What's going on, Sean? How you doing? I'm not ready to say.
I'm good.
Hold on real quick. Hold on, Sean. I'll give you for sure. You can't say Purdy's injury prone right now. He misses 5, 6, 7, 8 games.
Gotcha.
But he's not injury prone right now. Yeah. If we're week 12 and he's played 4 games, we can start to – talk about it as a possibility, but I don't think we're there yet. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Dave. All right. I just want to say, can we all just get along? You know, at the end of the day, we all got to get along. You know what I'm saying? But I'll just say, like, what I saw yesterday or on Sunday from Purdy was overthrows, underthrows, and just a complete mess. But I think what we need is a freestyle. Hey, here we go. Bring it back. Hey, I was going to pay Purdy. He got 50, looking like he should have got 30, waking up early. Got to keep it cool. We about to play the Rams. We going to get it, fool. Guru, that's my dude. It's a freestyle. We going to keep it real cool. I'm 8 miles from the Bay. Yeah, it's like the Nile. Keep it cool.
My man. That just puts me – do you know the guts that took? And we didn't even see it coming.
We lose our screeners?
Well,
we lose our screeners?
How do you stop?
Nahegan wouldn't have let that get
please,
through.
Please, this is the show of talent.
No, that was all right.
Looney yeah. left. All the screens left.
That was great. Oh, man. Oh, Bonte, don't forget to pay that off. You said you had some smoke for him.
Oh.
Yeah. Here we okay. go.
If you want to have wordplay here, and it's not just Bonte.
Okay.
I'm just messing. Right. But people are like, there's no such thing as an easy schedule.
Oh, I thought you were going to division.
There's no easy games. Mm. You know, how can you say the schedule's easy? Okay. There's no such thing as an easy. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. You want to play that? Fine. There's no easy wins in the NFL. Fine. The 49ers have the most winnable games on their schedule than any team in the league. All right, you want to look at it that way? We can look at it that way. Okay, I agree. There's no easy games. But this schedule is the least challenging schedule of any team in the NFL, and it's based on records from last year.
No doubt.
And those are just facts.
Okay.
Hey, listen, stop complaining or saying these people that think the easy, it's not easy. It's hey, you earned this schedule.
No doubt.
Own it.
But I got something.
You
for you.
Earned this schedule. Right. Own it.
Right.
It's an easy schedule, relatively speaking, to 31 other teams in the league. That's math.
Okay, but I feel like you're omitting the fact that that is an easy-ass schedule predicated on the Niners being at full strength. And that's why
it's
even
still
the
easy.
Saints took you down to the wire.
But it's still
you
an easy schedule.
Jags.
Okay. It just is.
Yeah, but when you're at full health.
Right. Well, you're not. So
and you may not be.
Okay. So the way I look at it is
games,
you're not at
gotten
full,
down to the wire
you're
and
not
you
at
lost
full,
one.
You're not at full health.
Okay.
But you still have the easiest schedule in the league. So let's still be competitive. That's all.
I thought you were coming at him with smoke.
Would you like to know the 49ers' remaining strength of schedule?
I would like it. I would love it. Oh boy,
the 30th.
Thanks, Evan.
Yeah, I, didn't
I
like
thought
that.
He was going to get
yeah,
me.
It's
too.
Not the easiest.
I thought he was going to get
Evan.
Me.
It's not the easiest.
I was waiting on 3 or 4. It's a 30th. But when you're dealing, no, go you know it. I know you because I talk to you outside of work, and you're different. And you know it's easier.
Here's the other thing about this schedule. If they do,
they just lost to Jacksonville at home.
If they do,
Jacksonville's 3-1.
Get relatively whole, and they go 8-9, then blow it up. Then blow the damn thing up. If you go 8-9 and you're relatively healthy,
guys that are out for the year, that's on your books big time in Bosa.
Okay.
You don't know what he's going to be when he comes
again,
back.
If you
paid the quarterback, I think you know what you. He's a good quarterback, but you got me thinking.
Listen,
Sonny, what if they miss?
Then they stink. Like if one of two things is going to happen. Okay, they're going to play without Bosa.
Yeah.
They're going to get guys back. They still have this schedule
and lose guys.
Well, then they're not going to go anywhere. Mm. And then what you realize is you got to make a decision on these guys who can't stay healthy. Right? Yeah. Oh, here's the other one.
What?
Any given Sunday.
Al Pacino.
Yes. Any given Sunday. It doesn't say every Sunday. Any given Sunday, you can get beat. Not every Sunday. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in other words, any given Sunday means a few games you can get beat by a team that's less than you.
Yeah, but I'm having fun with you. But you do understand when you're battered, forget the Niners.
Right.
It becomes easier to be every given Sunday.
If I'm battered, I would love having the schedule the Niners have.
Okay, no, I got that for you.
Well, they are battered. Kyle Shanahan has just reported that Brock Purdy will be a DNP on the practice report today, as will Ricky Pearsall, listed as a non-participant in today's practice.
Like, let's
wow.
No, this is unbelievable.
No,
yeah,
is this the most unbelievable?
No.
So in other words, they both might not play, which we knew at the beginning of the day, but this is unreal.
No, you got me thinking about Herm and Pearsall. And when they announced that he was coming in, there's no doubt that I'm in love with the dude, the player, when he's healthy. But Stani, do you harken back to what Herm said and how every time he makes a big ass catch, he's on the ground hurt? And now he's got a PCL. It's serious, but I just find that par for the course that You got to be. The dude made a great one-handed catch just this past Sunday, gets up, does the dance, the T.O. stuff, and then lays back down and now might not be available. And I'm asking you, seriously, are you saying, who? Why are you flummoxed?
Yes.
Go back to what Herm told you. But I didn't know it was going to look like this. Guy catches one-handed pass, and when he's out there, he's incredible. But then he'll make a catch, and then he's on the ground.
Right. So when Herb Edwards says, you got to protect this kid from himself, he gets hurt, you
kind of you think ignore it's a line.
It. Okay, like, you ignore
until
it.
Until you see it or live right. it.
And you make fun of him, and then it happens, and you're like, so Herb Edwards might have known something. Well, duh, he coached the kid in college. Again, with all these injuries, I look at them all different. Ricky Pearsall, you drafted a guy who wasn't an Iron Man, plain and simple. Man. That was on his resume coming out of college. That one.
Yeah, and don't put Apollo Crews, I love you. Quarterback got him hurt. No, he didn't. That was a regular catch.
Let's go to Jeff in San Jose. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, man?
I just gotta say, man, I love you and Steiny. You guys get me through the day every day.
Thanks, man.
You guys are so good.
You need a doctor's appointment. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I think Steiny, I resonate with you so much, and then like you, man, you got the passion, bro. Wow. And then Evan is so good. But my thing with Brock Purdy is like, I don't think we should ever pay him.
Wow.
I just don't.
When did you feel that way? Be honest. When did you feel that way?
I felt that way from the start. I'm a Raiders fan, to be honest. My family is like Niners fans, but like, I just didn't ever think this guy was going to be someone that you should have paid $50 million a year to, honestly. Because like, I think what Steiny says is true. Like, it's like, you could put anybody in that system. I think you put Mac Jones in that system, and like they're gonna be successful, right? So I don't know. I just don't think he's not a game changer.
Appreciate the call. I think you can make a case. You know, Purdy's gonna make $40 million next year. Would that be better than paying Mac Jones $8 million? The point is kind of moot because you've done it already.
Yeah, but you got me thinking and you list all the quarterbacks, and that was the market. But Steiny, because we disagree on this, if you're telling me you paid a system quarterback that much bread and you didn't look around to see how long the system could hold up, then that's a mistake.
Well, system's Kyle. Make no mistake. Kyle is the system, I think. Don't you?
I do some of it, but the system should know then what's up with the run game, or make some enhancements, improvements to the run game, like that call.
It's four games. What's been the best part of Kyle Shanahan's offense? Like, they run the ball. They haven't run it for four games. Doesn't mean
they've thrown it for four games.
TC's in Sacramento. What's up, TC? How you doing, man?
T.
Hey, TC, what's going on?
What's up?
What's up?
Steiny and Goo, what's up? Hey, man, so listen, check it out. I got a few callers ago. They say the truth hurt, right? When that caller came out and spent time, are we in a rebuild year? And do you want Kyle and John at the helm of this rebuild? The answer is no. And I'm glad that everybody is starting to see the writing on the wall with these dudes. Mac Jones can get in and do what he wants to do anyway. What you got to lose, Kyle? What you gonna? This the guy you wanted anyway, so you might as well throw him out there. Quit playing games. We're just talking about the $60 million that we paid Brock. We all knew we shouldn't have paid Brock. Now everybody want to go back and say, "Man, hey, I think he was right. I don't know if he wanted to pay." Well, we said it from the jump. Now everybody want to come around. I'm just glad that a lot of smart people, smart Niner fans, I'm talking about, are finally opening up their eyes and seeing the big picture, bro. That's all I'm happy that people are starting to open up their eyes, dog. That's all I got.
I appreciate it, TC.
And, Steiny, we could be in Timbuktu, Alaska. When you paid Brock that money, the stuff that comes with the bread from the fan base comes with it.
And with that, I don't care system, no system, expectations, and they look at you different. And he ain't even in year one of that contract.
I actually don't look at Brock different.
Sounds like some old.
I look at Shanahan different. If this guy doesn't
pan out,
yeah, it's on Shanahan. Or will we give him a pass? The other thing is, I don't know where they are in terms of finished product, rebuild, whatever, but it's a completely fair question to ask. If they are rebuilding, do you want Kyle Shanahan to be the rebuilder? I'm sure he would say, well, I've done it before when I got here. Two bad years, and then we started flying. But I don't know that people want to hear that it's a rebuild. But it's absolutely fair. You want Steve Kerr coaching a Warrior rebuild? I don't.
I don't think he wants to.
Okay.
But the bottom line is, just for Thursday, son, it sounds like Brock will miss his second game.
Right. And am I the only one? Oh, yeah. Let me get to this. This is Shanahan. Okay. Thank you, Evan. Shanahan just spoke to the media. Here's what he said about Thursday and the injuries to Purdy and Pearsall.
Injuries for today, Ricky Pearsall, knee, won't practice. Jordan Watkins, calf, won't practice. CJ West, thumb, won't practice. Robert Beal, ankle, won't practice. Purdy, toe, won't practice. Juwan Jennings, ankle/ribs, won't practice. Yetur, knee, limited. Renardo, neck, limited. D. Winters, knee, limited. Mikael Williams, wrist oblique, limited. That's it.
They can take the Cadillac to L.A. You don't sound like you need a plane. I thought that's a lot.
Why I missed
there
it?
There were a lot of people dealing with something. Thank you, Evan.
But why? Because I missed it. Yeah, it was funny.
You don't
I didn't get it.
A lot of healthy people to me. It feels like
so you're only going to need four seats.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank My bad. No, that's good. That was good.
Oh, Stoney, I appreciate the late delay. Oh, dude, I get
it. Take like a short bus down there?
But what I got to tell you, just how you irritated me today is I think you think I'm over here. If somehow they don't make the offs,
you're baby.
I'm giving them a pass.
You're a crybaby about injuries.
No, I'm
that's
not.
All.
I am not.
That's okay.
That's so
it's okay.
Did I cry for Jimmy Butler in the playoffs?
For Curry.
No, I cried about Jimmy not doing all his tailbone. I went off. You can't shoot like that in two games. You got to beat them up. Come on. I don't cry. I don't do that with injuries.
No, but then you back off and you say, hey, Slaney, I think Butler was hurt. I was unfair to him.
Never said that.
Well, it's like,
that.
Goo.
Never said that. I was unfair.
You were.
Please. You were. Kuminga. Dude, what is going on? No, seriously.
We know exactly what's going on. It's played out in the public.
All
you got to do is pay attention.
Okay, but I want closure.
And you'll know what's happening.
No, what did he sign? That's what I mean by closure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water. Crossover next.